huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do.
Hi, it's Rob, and I wanted to talk to you about what I think's hot right now. You know, what you can take advantage of, what's leverageable, what's actually increased or improved since the lockdown, the quarantine, or the apocalypse. It's funny, isn't it? You know what I mean. It's stage one lockdown, stage two quarantine, stage three apocalypse. Obviously, I say that with humility and sensitivity. None of us wanted this to happen. I thought it was a beautiful thing, the NHS. 8 p.m. round of applause. The whole world was applauding. Well, the whole country was applauding at the same time. I thought that was great. Quite emotional and moving, actually. All right, so what's hot right now then? E-commerce. E-commerce is huge right now. Now, don't go into this blindly. You need to get your product right. I'm not talking about selling a toilet roll at, 1,000% price uplift or gas masks. So many people now going and selling gas masks, even the designers. So Gucci and Prada apparently are making gas masks. I'm not really talking about the real opportune or bit grabby, isn't it? I mean, fitness equipment, huge right now. Doing online live streams for fitness and kids and education is huge right now. So I won't talk in detail about e-commerce because I'm actually going to do separate content around that. Gary's asked, is this my garden? Yes, it's my garden. I'm very lucky that I've got there an outdoor gym. So this is my apocalypse survival gym. Don't worry, I'm not out in public and no one's near me. It's just my garden gym. So the second thing then is online. So an online course, an online business. That obviously could be huge right now because one obviously can't do events, can you? Maybe 60, 90, 100, who knows? I've been saying 90 days because I've been kind of using an accelerated immersion model that I created. When I say created it, that's the name I created. They're saying, 21 days, but it's going to be longer than that. And it might be 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. How long is it going to be until life gets back to some kind of normality? That would be the question. And I think that's more than 21 days because, you know, we've got to get let out. We don't know when that is. And then, of course, things have got to sort of start moving and turning again. Businesses have got to open. The economy has got to start going again. Buildings have got to start being built again. And that's going to take some time. So I think you could see at least 90 days of accelerated immersion. And accelerated immersion is using these 90 days to double down on your learning, double down on your content marketing, double down on putting your brand out there, the starting of your business, the value that you give your clients, your community, your followers, etc. So this online opportunity is for you to create an online course, an online mastermind, online mentoring, online support. And that could be free at first. So Joe Wicks, he's doing his free PE sessions for kids, for schools. But then, of course, he's able to make his product offer at the back end of that. And he's getting massive reach and exposure. So you could leverage helping people for free. But you could also, for example, we've launched an online property course. We're launching an online course on how to create your own online business and how to use webinars in your ecosystem to create delivery content and to make your offers that might replace one-to-one selling or group event selling. So these are new products and services that we're launching in the next week or so. We launched last week our brand new e-commerce online course, which absolutely flew. When everyone else is struggling, our e-commerce courses are booming. I don't know if you can hear the kids kicking off in the house. Oh, it's beautiful out here. I'm just going to enjoy it out here while our homeschooling over there goes all wrong. So that's the second big opportunity, online courses, online mentorship, masterminds, etc. The next one is social media. So right now I'm seeing across the board on my social media a massive uplift. I had my first 1 million view. I don't know if it's a week or a month, but it was, anyway, I went over the 1 million views on my YouTube channel in a very short period of time. Same with Facebook, went over my first 1 million view time period. I don't know if it's 14 days or 28 days. I haven't got the data in front of me, but it's a lot higher. My content is getting shared more. There's more people on the lives watching. And so you've got an opportunity now, haven't you, to put your brand out there, to get extra impact, extra reach, you know, to be known more, to get more followers, more fans, more prospects, more clients. And people are all making the assumption, oh, well, you know, no one's doing business right now, and no one's got any money and no one's spending money. That's not true at all. That is not true at all. Maybe some very low earning self-employed people might be tightening their belt, but if someone's in the public sector and they're still getting paid their wages, that who says they need to change their spending habits in any way? Entrepreneurs are definitely investing in themselves. I'm seeing this a lot because they see the opportunity. I did a sort of a split screen Instagram live with Kevin Clifton yesterday. So this is another opportunity. Instagram have got this fairly new feature where it's got two little faces at the bottom, and you can go live on your Instagram and you can press that and then you can patch someone else into the live. Facebook actually had that feature a couple or 3 years back, but they didn't seem to make it work. They took the feature away. But I did one with Kieran Kevin, who's a bodybuilding world champion, ex-bodybuilding world champion. I did that yesterday, and we had, you know, in the low thousands of views for just one short video. And then I did one with Kevin Clifton yesterday, and we had 6,808 people on the live. So, you know, reach out to people on Instagram and have conversations. I think people like conversations online. Okay, hopefully you like listening to me, but it's a bit of a monologue, isn't it? And sometimes I talk to my other self because I'm going slightly mad, and on day 90, I'll be like, hey Rob, how you doing? Well, my beard is massive, and I'm going insane, and I'm eating Easter eggs for breakfast, and yeah, this is strange. but you know, when it's a monologue, maybe it's not as dynamic as it is a dialogue. And of course, a lot more people now, they're gonna be stuck. So I had a load of podcast interviews that we had to postpone, obviously because we couldn't go and see them. So there's gonna be a lot of people that you could interview on Instagram, where you could have a conversation with. Because what happens is you go live and then you patch them in, and their following and your following see the videos. So you could get yourself out to millions more people, or thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on how many followers they have, by having conversations with people online on Instagram. And then of course you can shout your business, your brand, your podcast. Of course, the next big opportunity is podcasting. So right now you've got way more time than ever. Get your Behringer C1 microphone, get your Zoom H4N, get a couple of XLR cables, get a turbo booster box so you can daisy chain two microphones, and start podcasting now. Now you've got 90 days. I mean, you've got so much time. You could do a podcast a day for 90 days. And then if you launch an episode a week, you have got 90 weeks of podcasts out there. You could do nearly 2 years of podcast content in 90 days. Because I know you've all got time. The ideal length for a podcast is half an hour. So easy to do. So that's another opportunity. And Facebook Lives. So my Facebook Lives have gone up a lot in terms of the reach, the people on the lives, the shares, the views, etc. So why aren't you doing more Facebook Lives? Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Now you're going to go more and more, well, I'm not going to make the assumption I am. I am going to go more and more and more insane over the next 90 days. I can already feel it. I'm starting to eat Easter eggs for breakfast. I'm starting to go a bit funny because, you know, I've got a lot of energy and I move around all over the place and I bounce around Peterborough. And now I'm bouncing around my house and my garden. I did a 2-hour walk yesterday, which was awesome. You've got time now. Put that energy into something. So a book, you could write a book in 90 days. There's another opportunity for you. I bet most of you, give me a yes below if you've thought about writing a book or you'd like to write a book or if you've got some kind of book idea or more than one book idea, give me a yes on the live if that's you. So you could finally write your frickin' book. You could finally launch your frickin' podcast. You could finally do your frickin' lives. You could finally figure out how to get Instagram done. You could finally frickin' do a post a day on LinkedIn. I don't know why I'm jumping around when I'm saying that. All these opportunities right now. E-commerce, you know, get set up online and start selling stuff. Online courses, online mastermind, online mentorship. We launched an online mentorship mastermind program, 180-day program to take us through the lockdown and then out beyond it. Probably the most content and touch points in a mastermind program we've ever launched, well, definitely, and definitely the best price we've ever launched a mastermind program on, all because of the current climate and situation that we're in. Now, I believe, I'm gonna do another piece of content on this, so I'll just tell you where I'm at with this thought process, and then I'll do deeper content on it later. But I think there are three types of people right now through this challenging, isolating time. And one would be the public sector person who's pretty much getting paid, or still having to work. Another would be the person who is forced off either through furloughing or they're employ themselves. So yeah, you know, they have really no choice but to not work, or they've chosen not to work, and they're reflecting and connecting and meditating and considering and evaluating and using this time to rest and to think about what they want to do with their lives. Some are doing that with volition, because that's what they choose. Others are doing that to make an excuse for not getting out there and getting more done. And then the third type of person is the person who's doubling down, who's doing more content, more, creating more products and services, getting out there more, working harder than ever, and trying to either survive through these 90 days and just, you know, keep the wolves from the door, which is, you know, sometimes that might be the new normal for most people now. But also taking the opportunity and looking at the business opportunities and looking at how they can scale up, etc. I think I saw a question, or is this a comment? So it's from Camilla. Hi, Camilla. Yeah, if you're not having to homeschool kids every day, what about single mums who have businesses to run? Well, of course, that is a challenge. And I know, Camilla, you're a late worker. See you online sometimes late, and I think, you know, it sounds like you've got that pretty well down. Maybe getting up a little bit earlier, and doing an hour or two before your kids get up, and then maybe, you know, working a bit when they go to bed. I mean, you are restricted. You can only do what you can do, and I completely get that. You can't do 14 hours a day. I don't know if you have, you know, another partner whereby you could share the time with them, so that when they're got the kids, you can obviously double down on your work. I think it's really important to have a bit of a routine, even through these 90 days, because if you think about it, when you're employed, or when you have got a specific routine of what you've got to do every day, you've got some accountability, you know, you've got some direction. But a lot of people now are finding that they're just at home, bouncing around like an atom in a football stadium, just like lost. And they've got all this time, but they don't know what to do with it because they've got no structure. And it's a paradox. to a certain degree, you don't want structure because you don't want to be told what to do, and you know, you don't want people imposing deadlines on you. But then when you don't have that, you feel like, I need it. So creating a bit of a routine. Now, I know I have quite a lot of mums and single mums who follow me. So, you know, working out a little bit of an agenda through the day, you know, when you're getting up, what work you're doing and when you get them up, when you have breakfast, when you start the homeschooling, when the breaks are there little pockets of time when they can do stuff together and you can be working on the laptop nearby? Are there times when, you know, you can have a partner come and look after them? Of course, as long as you're following the quarantine rules at this time. But what I've found is people who do 3 hours work a day can be as productive as people who do 8 hours work a day. You've got to be really, really high priority. You've got to be ruthless with how you invest your time. No minutiae, you know, very little admin, income generating and key result area tasks. And, you know, one of the great upsides of this lockdown quarantine situation is it has forced me to do that. Where I used to probably allow myself to get distracted or do smaller value tasks or you know, people chasing me up and doing things for them, I now have cut a lot of that out. I pretty much ignore and block anybody who leaks anything on social media that I think distracts me. If I still want to follow them, I'll just unfollow for now. If I don't want anything to do with them, I'll block them. That saved a lot of time. I don't do any of my inbox on social media for now, other than, so I've got a VA and he filters all my inbox and he just passes me stuff that's urgent for now. I mean, I've always, say pride, I've always made the, what did I say? You say, take pride in yourself. I've always responded to virtually everyone who messages me, and I have done for years, but it's getting so overwhelming now, it's kind of killing me. I mean, my WhatsApp groups are going wild, and you know, the requests that people have from me on WhatsApp are going wild, and I'm giving myself permission just to wait for some or take more time, or in some instances, just let that one go, delete some emails. So I think if you're more ruthless about your time and your productivity, in 3 hours, you can get done what someone who bounces around the walls gets done in 8 hours. Yeah, Andrew's just said here a good point. More people over the last, your whole life have been wishing for more time. I want more time. I need more time. Please give me time. And now you have that time. Don't waste the time that we have now. It's a great opportunity. You've got 93 days. The world is on pause. You know, no one else is really doing anything. All the shops, the bars, the clubs, many businesses are closed. You've been given 90 days to do your online learning, to get your content out there, to write your book, to launch your podcast, to try all these new features on social media, to create a new product and service. To work out your plan for what you're going to do for the rest of your life. You've been given this time. Use it well. Anyway, I've gone down a tangent or two, and the initial content was what's hot right now. So what is hot right now that's sustainable and scalable and not just a bit of a gimmicky selling toilet rolls at 5,000% margin would be e-commerce, leveraging social media, creating products and services and masterminds and mentorships, etc., online. I would say those three things are very hot and very leverageable right now. So get on them. If you've got any questions for me, put them in the comments below. This will probably end up going on the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. I've recorded it. So make sure you do subscribe to my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. I'm lucky I had about 90 days worth of content in the bank. So even through this quarantine lockdown, we're going to still have lots of interviews that we've done, you know, over the last 6 months that will come out. I'm probably going to do 3 episodes a week. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you follow me on my page, Rob More Progressive on Facebook, because I do, 5 pieces of content a day now on Rob More Progressive, 3 shorter text ones, and at least 2 deep dive live videos, Ask Me Anything, etc. So make sure you are not missing out. Oh, look, does anyone know how we would put Rob forward towards an MBE for dedication and services to the community? How lovely is that? Thank you, Lee. I don't think anyone said that before. I'm certainly not expecting that. I would have no idea, but that's very lovely of you to say. Right, must go, stick at it, stay hungry, stay safe, stay humble. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. That's my dog going wild. The poor old Amazon delivery man is getting bitten right now.